The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi and welcome to the podcast. My name is Daniel Latto and this episode was recorded via video down at my favourite coffee shop. Now obviously not everybody can watch the video, so we move this onto an MP3 so that you guys can also listen to it via the podcast. I hope you enjoy it. Just so you know, it's going to be controversial, so now we've got that out of the way. The title of the video is Being Poor is a Choice, and before everybody jumps up and down and gets very upset with me, which undoubtedly you're going to, let me just explain exactly what I mean by that. So, like, we live in this society now where even people on benefits have big screen TVs, got the latest mobile phones, iPhone 8, iPhone 7, the new Samsung, whatever that is. And that's great because it's really accessible to get that sort of technology now. It's not like 10 years ago where it cost £1,000, or like 20 years ago it cost £1,000 for a big screen TV. Everyone's got a big screen TV. You pick them up for like £400, right? That's £40 a month for 10 months, or, you know, it's £400. So, like, having big screen TVs, it's really accessible to everyone, that's what I'm saying. So, and some mobile phones, for £25 a month, you get an amazing mobile phone, you know? So if you didn't, you know, if you're a smoker or you drink, give up one of those, you can have a new mobile phone, simple as that, right? So, but what I mean by being poor is a choice is that given the fact that we've got things like mobile phones, means that we can actually run a business from that mobile phone. So, you know, you could go to the car boot sale, you could buy some books for 5 pence each, 10 pence each, 20 pence each. Books are probably a bad example. You could buy a shirt or a cup or something, right? So you could buy something and then you could upload it on your phone, take pictures using your phone, upload it onto eBay, and then you could sell it. So you could start buying and selling stuff. That right there is simply, it's a choice. Most people choose not to do that. So if I buy something for a pound and I sell it for £2, I've made a pound. Great. Do that 100 times every month. That's £100 a month extra that I've now got coming in that I didn't have coming in before. And then I could put that £100 a month into something else. I could pay for some training course on how to make videos for small businesses using just my mobile phone. And then I go out to small businesses and I try and get their business, and then I start doing videos for those businesses for, let's say, £20 a pop, right? You do 10 of those every month. So you've got your £1 a month, that's £100, and then you've got your £20 a month times 10, that's another £200. You're now making £300 a month on top of everything else. You've now got a small business. But this is a choice, you see. Most people don't want that. Most people go, oh, no, I'm not doing that. And they might be applying for jobs and that sort of thing. It depends where we are in the cycle of the economy. But, you know, getting jobs is still difficult, especially if you've got not a lot of educational qualifications and not a lot of experience. How do you even get started, you know? It's really difficult. But, for example, if you created lots of videos, which doesn't cost you anything, by the way, because you've got your mobile phone, and you upload them to YouTube, which doesn't cost you anything, and when you apply for a job, you can send them the link to your YouTube channel, showing them about how many CVs you've filled in, and how you're always looking to improve, and all that stuff, whatever it is, right? You could do that. And most people don't do it. So this is what I mean by being poor is a choice. Now, don't get me wrong. You know, if you grew up in a poor environment, and your mum and dad can't afford to buy you, like, even the latest clothes. When I went to middle school, we had kids in flares that were hand-me-downs from, like, much older brothers. Do you know what I mean? They were really, really poor. They'd turn up to school and their bag was like a plastic Tesco bag, you know? And that was their bag. They didn't have pens and pencils and that sort of thing because they couldn't afford them. Now, I'm not here to judge why people can't afford that stuff, because that's just life, and I know it still happens even today. My wife's a teacher, and she's seen kids coming in England, by the way, not here in Spain, in England, coming in with bruises on their arms and all sorts of stuff going on, you know. I speak to social services, but they're not being abused badly enough for social services to even get involved. I mean, it's crazy, right? Having gone through the family court system and you know, being fearful that I'm going to lose my kids, despite being an amazing dad, it's amazing how you get, you know, such a dichotomy going on. But this is the key, is that it, just because that's how you grew up, if, you know, as soon as you hit 16, 17, 18, then it becomes a choice. You can no longer blame what happened in your past. Because when you get to 16, 17, 18, you've now got your entire future ahead of you. You've got your entire future timeline to make the decision to, I don't want to do this anymore. You get yourself a mobile phone, get yourself a second-hand suit. I'll give you an example of a second-hand suit. A Facebook friend of mine, you may have seen him, he's done the rounds, he's been on Lad Bible, And basically, he got into the Conor McGregor fight and found himself in a $100,000 seat to watch the McGregor fight, right? And he just blagged his way in, got a camera, just blagged his way in. The second video was he went to, where did he go? He went to the Emmys, and he got into the Emmys, and he blagged his way in, and he got to the after party, where, and he's holding the Emmy and so on, and he's speaking to all the famous people. But in order to get there, he went to LA and he didn't have a suit, so he went to the second-hand shop, and for $20 he bought himself a DJ, a dinner jacket, and he got himself a white shirt for a couple of dollars, and he got himself some shoes, which weren't even shoes but boots, but they were black, and he could make them look like shoes. His trousers were too big, but basically he ended up with a $30 suit with a bow tie, and he went to the Emmys, pretended to be a photographer, went through, got a press pass and that sort of thing, and went through it all. And it's like, that right there's a choice. He could have spent £1,000 on a suit if he had the money. I don't know if he did, but he didn't want to do that. He wanted to blag it and get his way in, and he's there partying. He got loads of free drinks, got shit faced. So you can do this, right? But it's a choice. Now, your upbringing isn't a choice, because you've got no control over that, and you shouldn't have control over that. It's your parents' responsibility to make sure that you're brought up correctly. But when you get to 16, 17, 18, then it becomes your choice to go out and get the job, to lose the weight, to become a personal trainer, to, you know, well, I can't afford to go to the gym. You don't have to go to the gym. You can go to the local park. In my local park in Horsforth, and in Temple Newsham as well, in Leeds, we don't have, you know, you can just go running. There's benches to do push-ups and sit-ups and all sorts of different stuff, you know. It's all a choice. Everything's a choice in life. And so what I mean that being poor is a choice, it totally is a choice. When you hit that age, 16, 17, 18, because now you are responsible for yourself, right? So, and it may be that your education suffered because you came from a poor background, and I understand that as well. But that's how you were, that's not how you are. By the way, just to clarify on this, I left school with 5 GCSEs, right? I went and did a BTEC OND in computers, which is equivalent to a couple of A-levels, and that's it. That's the full extent of my educational qualifications. From school, right? But I didn't let that stop me. You know, the first time I retired from work was age of 30. And then I had kids, and then I couldn't afford to stay in retirement. So then I started a lettings agency up. Although I had my lettings agency provide kids, actually. But I got bored. But then, look, I'm here at 45, living next to the beach. But I've got 5 GCSEs, for God's sake. How does that happen? What happened in your past does not equate to how your future is going to be, and I don't want you to think that that is, because it's absolutely not what happens at all. Your future is not dictated by your past. You decide how your future is dictated. There's cleaning that building again, by the way, so if you can hear noise in the background, then that's why. Your future is dictated by you and nobody else, by the decisions that you make and the choices that you make. And you can make the choice to be poor and stay poor if you've got no money right now, or you can make a decision to start filming, start, you know, how are other people making money, start going into business. And I hear people go, oh yeah, but I'm not into business. Fine, don't be into business then, don't make any money, that's alright, it's your choice, it's still a choice. You know, so You can make the choice of not going into a business. You could go into a job. Oh, well, I don't want a job. I just want to, like, sit around on a dole all day. That's fine, sit around on a dole all day. That's still a choice. It is all a choice. And until you start taking responsibility for that, then life won't change. And by the way, I'm not just referring to just being poor. I'm also referring to being middle class. Being middle class is a choice as well. Working 40, 50, 60 hours a week in a job you don't like is a choice as well. You can always go and get qualified. There's always... You're only at work 8 hours. There's another 16 hours in a day, right? So what are you doing with those extra 16 hours? Obviously, you need to sleep, so that might be 8 hours. But you've then got another 8 hours. All right, well, you've got kids. Fine, you've got kids. That's 2 hours. You've got another 6 hours. Yeah, you got to eat. Okay, so you're now down to 5 hours a day, right? How many excuses do people need to keep telling themselves the same story over and over again as to why they can't do something? It's all a choice. All right, so hopefully... I won't get flamed too much, but if I do, that's fine, I don't mind. But I just wanted to explain why I feel that being poor is a choice, just as being wealthy is a choice and being rich is a choice. And by the way, just making the choice doesn't change anything. If you decide to be rich, it doesn't change anything. You've got to put the work and the effort in and take a lot of action. You've got to take more action. I read in Grant Cardone's book, you've got to do like 10 times the amount of action that you think it will take in order to get what you want. And that's totally, totally true. I hope that's useful for you. I'll speak to you in the next video. My name's Dan Latto. Take care.
the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.